Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Solid time for reading over the break. I basically bought a book for the deep juju of reading.
Yep. And a lot of people don't read during the year and they just read at Christmas and they've built up their pile and go hard.
Have you ever bought a book for somebody for Christmas and thought, nah, I'm keeping that one. I'm reading that book about the human body that I bought. Fantastic.
No, I haven't, but usually then I would just get it for myself, or usually I'd buy someone a book that I've read already that I really liked, so that's my strategy.
Roger that. Now, big book of the week, before we get on to your book that you want to talk about.
Fire and Fury, I know what you're talking about.
The Trump-tastic tales of the guy that's in charge of half the world.
Yeah, so we're a little bit stuck down here because the Americans broke the embargo. It was supposed to come out on the 9th in the States and then the 11th in New Zealand, but because they broke the embargo, everything came out over the weekend. So we've got it on the way, but I don't know. Maybe I'm not sure if people will be over it by then, but we'll see. We've got a pile coming, if you want to put your name down next to a copy.
Yeah, we being Unity Books? Yeah. No, time out.
Sorry.
It's okay, we like Unity too.
We had a 50% chance of getting it right.
Yeah.
It's first day back.
So will you need to put your name down on a wait list for it?
I would recommend it. Yeah, I would recommend.
Because they were saying, was it in Washington, D.C., certain bookstores that had a stock of them would open at midnight in order to go with the embargo, and they all went within minutes.
And I could see, like, Politics and Prose in D.C., they only had 30 copies, and I don't think they would have known. It's that classic thing where you don't know what it's going to be like, and then there's a big flurry, but you've already ordered your stock.
Yeah.
And you're like, damn it, we only have 30 copies. Such a gamble, but they'll have more in the next few days. So.
The book itself is seems to be fairly, it's not just full of dross, basically, by all accounts. Is that right?
Yeah, I think I would read it carefully, but, you know, also take note of what it's saying. And I mean, you'd never see that kind of book written about previous administrations, so that's a good an interesting sign.
And if you believe in the he who doth protest too much theory, then
yes,
it's a good book.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You know, because he's off already about it. Anyway, so we put that buffoon to the side.
Yes.
And we move on to your choice of the week. First choice for 2018.
Yeah, well, I thought it's a new year. And often people kind of set goals for the year and set reading goals and creative goals. And I went self-help-ish.
Did you now?
Yeah, that's self-help creativity section.
That's your genre. Yeah.
And this is a newish book, and I thought it might provide some inspiration for the year to come. Some positive,
lovely thing.
So this book is called Light the Dark, and it's edited by where's his little name? Joe Fessler. And he is the...
Little Joe Fessler.
He is the editor of this weekly column in The Atlantic. It's called By Heart, and he interviews authors about what inspires them. It's very, very simple. So this is just a collection of essays written by famous authors.
So you could like read one or two and then just put it down and then read three or four and then read one? And then
Pick and choose, choose your favourite authors and then maybe find authors that you're not sure. So,
what kind of authors are we talking? Who's
we've got 46 authors, and this column's been going for 5 years, and I think he's got really great authors because they'll be promoting their books at the same time. So anyone who's released a big book over the last five years is in this book. So we have got some like Roxane Gay, Hanya Yanagihara, Carly Tassini, Eileen Miles, Sherman Alexie, Stephen King, you know, like David Mitchell, some of your peeps that you'll know and peeps that you don't know.
Some of your whales.
Yeah. Hey,
So or bears. To use a stock exchange analogy, your bears.
That's just a really simple question, what inspires you? And they've all chosen a...
Bitcoin. Is that what they're going to say? No?
No Bitcoin. No. They've all chosen a sentence
a really
or passage.
Really good look that Jenna just shot my hair. No Bitcoin.
Don't accept Bitcoin at the timeout.
Maybe we will in time. They've all chosen a sentence or passage by another author, and then they write about 3 to 8 pages about it. So simple, concise format. And so if you've been keeping up with the contemporary fiction, you'll recognise some of the people.
If for some reason or another you haven't been keeping up with the contemporary fiction, was a good place to find an author, perhaps maybe, you know, because normally you read a book and then you go, oh, what inspires this author? But does it work the other way around, do you think, if you find out what inspires them and go, hey, I might enjoy that author?
I think so. And also maybe names that I've heard, but I've never read anything by them. And you think, oh, I really like their style or their approach. And like Stephen King writes about the best first lines. That's actually like comes up quite a lot in this book.
And I actually love Stephen King. I've actually been a massive fan of Stephen King for so long. And I just admire the fact he's just so just farms them out. And he's, you know, just when you think when's in Stephen King book, this cheesy old pile of crap, boom, 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 boom,
boom. And he's got a good Twitter feed as well. Viet Thanh Nguyen, he wrote The Sympathizer, which won the Pulitzer a few years ago. And he writes about how he read this other book alongside writing The Sympathizer for 2 years, and he would just read a couple of pages like drinking a coffee before he started reading, which
part
is
of his
a
ritual.
Writing. Yeah, part of the ritual. And then Jim Crace writes about the rhyme Tinker Tailor and how that inspired him, and how you can never underestimate what can inspire a young person to get into books, such as pop-up books.
Just
or
saying,
some,
yeah.
You know. So, and David Mitchell just gives really simple tips on how to work on a computer without being distracted by the internet. He says, don't have your homepage as a news site. Just have it as the homepage because you like open it up and then the homepage, you get all distracted.
I don't have a news site.
So I read it cover to cover, but you could dip in. And I thought it would be more about creativity, but it is a real focus on writing. But a lot of people have to write for their work, even just thinking about how to get started.
Oh, God, and God forbid you've got a daily blog.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people like that have been burdened with starting a daily blog and then now 4 years down the track still feel like they have to oblige everybody by chucking another post up there. Don't worry about that taking up most of your life. That's fine.
So I thought it was good, and it made me just really think about the power of reading, the power of character, and those books that really stay with you. And that's different for everybody, but what it kind of sparks that fire in you to keep writing.
Well, when you think to yourself, "Geez, I love books," because I love books, and I can look at my bookshelf at home and go, "You, oh, look at you, oh, and you," and they've all just got such fine memories for all, you know, just every single book is almost every single book there. I can go, boom.
It's a goodie. You're not embarrassed if somebody sees the spine when they come over.
No, I also don't go buying for the spine, as some people sometimes do. Like, interiors of Spanish villas. And then,
got a lot of those at work.
Hottest hotel interiors. Just like, okay, we get you into interiors.
There's a great scene in Black Books.
And look, all the books form a pyramid because the spines get big. Yeah.
There's a great scene in Black Books where a gentleman is trying to buy the collected work of Dickens, and he wants to know, are they leather bound? Everything else in my study is real leather. Well, they're real Dickens.
That's
a common, you know, that's not an uncommon
really?
Interaction. Yeah, bookstores are pretty funny. But, you know, I think a lot of...
Bookstores are pretty funny.
People are funny. But
shops are pretty funny, actually.
Yes, the world is funny.
You heard it here first.
You know, I'm hearing a lot this year of people saying, I really want to spend less time on the internet this year and less time on my phone and less time scrolling.
Shut that Facebook down. Shut it down.
And pick up a book. And I feel like maybe this is your time, and maybe Light the Dark can be the book that inspires you.
Yeah, and your comments after you've read it, just write them in pencil on the back. And then read it a year later and just have a think about yourself,
I find it very hard to switch off, but I also am very worried about using my phone at the beach because I'm a bit dropsy. And I'll drop it in the sand and then it's all over. Or salt water, it's terrible. Yeah. So
don't carry it into the water with you. What's wrong with you?
Again, hard to stop working. But when you're at the beach...
No. When you're in the water at the beach, don't take your phone. That's a rip. I don't even think I've ever seen anyone do that.
But then it's the perfect place to read.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
What is wrong with you? Get out of the ocean with your phone.
You're really stuck on that, aren't you?
Yeah.
No, I've never seen it. I've seen someone in a pool reading their phone, but not out in the ocean.
It's on a pontoon. You got your legs in the water.
Oh, that's right, with the sea lice, of course.
Yeah.
Bring it back around. She got bit on the bum with the sea lice.
I did. It's not a funny joke, I did.
Oh, no.
It's the only place. It's right where you sit. Just, yeah.
Go. Could just be some sort of...
Perils of summer.
Yeah, true.
Great reading, though.
Just chafing your
head. Lots of reading done.
But yeah, so I think
just in the
new
outgoing
year,
tide, we'll on a stool, reading my book.
I'm so sorry, Jenna. We've derailed you.
Sorry, not my book, my phone. Here we go.
Yeah. I'm just rambling.
Do you ever read
now.
Books on your phone?
Yes.
See, that's just a lie. You're actually on news feeds.
No, I've read entire books on my phone. I have a Kindle app on my phone.
I do too. I've only read one book.
It's small.
I had to.
Yeah. Small iPad. Not good on the iPad. Kindle the app.
See, I drop that on my face, and then it's all. It's not good.
Dropsy.
Yeah. Oh. See.
You get a. We have a blocking pulley system.
I need to wear like. Traction gloves or something.
Like a metal headband where the thing hangs it down there in front of it. I think you can still drive that. Like, Reba one eye drive.
Yeah, no, we do not advocate that here at BFM Breakfast.
Nor do I.
You're looking at the road, thank you.
All the time.
BFM Breakfast, look at the road. All right, so what's the name of this book that we've been...
It's called Light the Dark. It's published by Penguin and... It is $37. A great read, a great gift if you have someone in your life that needs a little bit of a kick up the bum too.
Or even, you know, even if you don't find yourself writing a lot, just people's process to not get distracted and get into what they're doing. It sounds awesome.
We live in a distracting world and everyone's searching for ways not to get distracted.
By distracting themselves more.
Yeah.
This is the thing. Like I say, I don't want your don't comment on YouTube, Facebook, or anything. Just comment on, call me up when the show's on. That's what I want to know. I'll take your comments. 309-3879 or 5395 on the text. Well, yeah, because, you know, from people that are listening.
Yeah.
Not from people who heard it from someone else that they heard someone else say that they thought they heard someone else say something.
Read a headline.
That's right.
They just email me in that case.
That's exactly right. I'm trying to make your workload less, you see?
That was
so you don't have to be on your phone in the water.